Billy, welcome back. How long has this move been in the pipeline for you?
If I'm honest, since the summer. I knew there was interest in the summer and I spoke to the gaffer then and didn't quite work out, but I'm here now, I'm excited and I can't wait to get going.
Why didn't it happen in the summer?
Can't really say. A few problems at the other end, so didn't manage to come here at the time, and obviously Reading managed to agree terms with Southampton, so it's a chance for me to go and play football
Because since the last time we saw you, a lot has happened within your footballing career. Talk us through that and how you feel about it at this stage.
there. Since I left the club,
You left here, yeah.
I managed to go to Southampton, which was a great move. It's a great club. Managed to get promotion to the Premier League. Did really well in the end. Scored goals and helped the team get promoted. And it was a big highlight of my career. And I was looking forward to the season after playing in the Premier League. A dream. And had a good pre-season. I was raring to go. And for whatever reason, I got told just 2 days before the transfer window ended that I wouldn't be getting many games. And even though I knew I wasn't going to play every week in the Premier League, it wasn't a thing that I wanted to hear with 2 days to go in the window. And I managed to go to Forest on loan, which again, great club. I thought I did really well there and enjoyed my time. And the only thing, we had three managers, and for whatever reason, didn't quite work out. Went back to Southampton, and then it's been pretty frustrating since. Not had much game time, and I don't know, I'll be honest, I lost the buzz for football because I wasn't playing games. Training's important, but not nowhere near as much as playing games, and I wasn't getting enough of it.
Really, that's a big statement for you because obviously at Radio Sheffield we've known you for a long time now. Your enthusiasm for this game has always been, well, boundless, really.
I love training when I'm playing, Building up to a game, training's very important, and I have a buzz for training, and I can't wait for the end of the week to play the game. But when you're training week in, week out and getting nothing out of it at the end of the week, it's hard. So hopefully I can come here, play games and get a buzz back. And well, I have got the buzz back. I was driving up yesterday, music blaring, and I was buzzing to be back.
So for at least 6 months then, if not longer, you've been looking to get settled again and get the career moving.
I came here last time when my career was, not really doing much at Sheffield United, and it was hard to leave Sheffield United because everyone knows I'm a United fan, but I came here, did quite well, signed here, and had some great times here and enjoyed it, and hopefully I can enjoy it again.
It does seem, and I realise it's easy to say when you have a success at a particular football club, but some kind of affinity between Doncaster Rovers and yourself.
Yeah, the club's special to me, for footballing reasons and for obviously off the field problems that I had, but the fans were great for me, and I'll always remember that. And they're also a big part of me coming back here. Hopefully, they can give me a lift, and I can give them a lift, and we can work together and help climb the league.
Yeah, do you that relationship with the supporters in the club when you were going through an unimaginable and extraordinarily difficult time in your personal life, has that maybe influenced your decision this time around? Because I can't imagine Donny were the only club trying to sign you from Southampton.
Yeah, I had a few other clubs, but Donny showed the most interest, and as soon as I knew Donny was interested, I was more than happy to come here. And the gaffer spoke some good words to me, and I used to watch him as a player, and he was a good player, and I'm looking forward to working for him.
When you were having that trouble, of course, and the sad death of your son, and that relationship, how important was that for you in keeping things together, I suppose, and playing in the game that you did so quickly after the event?
Looking back now, I think it was a bit selfish playing. Probably wasn't in the right frame of mind, but managed to score, which was the thing I wanted to do. Even though we lost the game, the fans were brilliant, and like I say, I'll always remember that. And that's why I felt I owed something to the club for supporting me and the family through the bad times, and hopefully I can repay them with some more goals.
So you won't be surprised to learn that when news broke of you coming back here, the expectation amongst the fan base has shot up a little bit, and there will be an expectation of you to return to the type of form you had before.
Yeah, that's why I've come here, because hopefully I can do that. I enjoy scoring goals, I enjoy earning my money, and I've not been earning it the last few months, so I'm looking forward to coming here, working hard, and hopefully helping the boys out. He's putting a good squad together now, he's had some good players in the last few weeks, so hopefully we can climb the table pretty quickly.
Is the bigger picture for you about being in the shop window, I wonder, and moving on from Southampton and getting fixed up somewhere else?
Yeah, at the end of the day, I'm not thinking about where I'm going to be. I know I'm here now to the end of the season, which is important because I needed a little bit of stability, and I've got that now, and I can concentrate on my game and hopefully score a lot of goals, and you know the interest will come back.
Mm. And you're back home as well, to a large extent. Sheffield's only up the road now. It's not 4.5 hours away.
No, it took me 45, 50 minutes this morning, so it's another plus side to it. I'm a northern lad living back north, so I'm delighted.
45, 50 minutes, that's going some.
Yeah, I know the back route, so yeah. I lived here a long time now.
So in terms of the squad that you've walked into right now, what do you make of this group of players?
I think it's a good mix of experience, youth, hunger and ability. I've played with a few players here before. I know a few of the lads, and I look at the team and I think it's a decent team and it shouldn't be where it is. So hopefully I can be a part of the jigsaw to help us be a little bit more successful than we are doing at the minute.
What prospects do you think then for the second half of the season? Because you've obviously come in following a huge win last Saturday, which certainly raised a few eyebrows.
Yeah, I've been looking out for fixtures every week, for the results every week, and it was a little bit surprising after the form that we've been on, but you know, everyone knows Donny on the day can beat teams 3-0, and it was good to see them win, and hopefully we can take that on into the next six games, which, you know, looking at them, is going to be an important six games.
And arguably the biggest of those is your first. You'll make your debut against Blackpool, and that's, if ever there was a six-pointer match, and that's one of them.
Yeah, they've just lost the manager, which, you know, may not help us, but, you know, we can go there, like I say, on the back of a 3-0 win and take confidence from that and believe that we can go there and win.